Graceful Confinement, A Gentleman in Moscow. Chapter 1. Summary of A Gentleman in Moscow. A Gentleman in Moscow, by Amor Towles, is a novel that follows the life of Count Alexander Rostov, a Russian aristocrat who is placed under house arrest in the luxurious Metropole Hotel in Moscow in 1922. Over the course of several decades, Rostov must adjust to his new life within the confines of the hotel, interacting with various hotel staff and guests. As the political landscape of Russia changes outside the hotel walls, Rostov forms deep connections with those around him and finds meaning in his restricted life. Despite the challenges he faces, he maintains his dignity and sense of civility, embodying what it means to be a true gentleman. Through Rostov's experiences and relationships, the novel explores themes of resilience, adaptability, and the importance of human connection. It is a beautifully written and poignant story that captures the essence of a man who finds joy and purpose in the most unexpected of circumstances. Chapter 2. The Meaning of A Gentleman in Moscow. A Gentleman in Moscow is a novel by Amor Towles that tells the story of Count Alexander Rostov, a Russian aristocrat who was sentenced to house arrest in the Metropole, a luxury hotel in Moscow, in the early 1920s. The novel explores themes of resilience, adaptability, friendship, and the power of human connection in the face of adversity. It also offers a glimpse into Russian history and culture during a tumultuous period of political and social change. Ultimately, A Gentleman in Moscow is a story about finding meaning and purpose in life, even when confined to a limited space. Chapter 3. A Gentleman in Moscow Chapters. A Gentleman in Moscow, by Amor Towles, is a novel that follows the life of Count Alexander Ilyich Rostov, a Russian aristocrat who was sentenced to house arrest in the Metropole Hotel in Moscow in 1922 for writing a poem deemed anti-revolutionary by the Bolsheviks. The novel is divided into four parts, and each chapter summary is as follows. Part 1. 1922. Chapter 1. The novel opens with Count Rostov being escorted to the Metropole Hotel, where he is informed that he must live out his house arrest in a small attic room. Chapter 2. Count Rostov reflects on his life as a young aristocrat and the changes that have taken place in Russia since the Bolshevik Revolution. Chapter 3. Count Rostov meets the hotel staff and begins to settle into his new life in the hotel. Chapter 4. Count Rostov befriends a young girl named Nina and the hotel's chef, Emil, who help him navigate his new life in the hotel. Part 2. 1930-1950. Chapter 5. Count Rostov becomes the head waiter at the hotel's restaurant and establishes himself as a respected figure among the hotel staff. Chapter 6. Count Rostov forms a close bond with a young girl named Sofia, who becomes his adopted daughter. Chapter 7. Count Rostov is asked to participate in a secret mission on behalf of the Bolsheviks, which ultimately leads to the downfall of a powerful enemy. Part 3. 1951-1960. Chapter 8. Count Rostov's life in the hotel becomes increasingly complicated as he navigates the changing political landscape of Russia. Chapter 9. Count Rostov faces a new challenge when his friend Mishka is arrested by the KGB, forcing Rostov to choose between his loyalty to his friend and his own safety. Chapter 10. Count Rostov reflects on the passage of time and the importance of maintaining a sense of purpose and dignity in the face of adversity. Part 4. 1960-1965. Chapter 11. Count Rostov receives an unexpected visitor at the hotel who reveals a shocking secret that will change his life forever. Chapter 12. Count Rostov reflects on the meaning of his time at the hotel and the lessons he has learned about love, friendship, and the true value of a life well lived. Chapter 13. Count Rostov faces a final challenge as he prepares to leave the hotel and embark on a new chapter in his life. Overall, A Gentleman in Moscow is a beautifully written novel that explores themes of resilience, hope, and the power of human connection in the face of oppression and adversity. Chapter 4. 10 Quotes from A Gentleman in Moscow. 1. In life as in chess, forethought wins. 2. If a man does not master his circumstances, then he is bound to be mastered by them. 3. What matters in life is not what happens to you, but what you remember and how you remember it. 4. A king fortifies himself with a castle before laying siege to his enemy. We may not be so lucky, but we can fortify ourselves with the knowledge that we are not alone. 5. A little space in life can simply be the best time to reflect on what's important. For when we know what that is, we can emerge with a clarity that can be transformative. 6. We are bound by the choices we make, but we are more than those choices. 7. A change of address is not always a self-improvement plan. Sometimes it's just a change of scenery to see what comes next. 8. The smallest of actions can have enormous consequences, and only a fool would disregard that fact. 9. Life is full of surprises, but if we embrace them, they can lead us to unexpected joys. 10. If a man does not change his compass, he may end up on the wrong path.